This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Time in between the time that we have now and toward the end of the program for that story about Silent Night and where it came from, and it is a testimony to the culture, the tradition, and yet the rich religious flavor, if you will, of those who were from Israel, ancient Israel, come to the fore to cross over into Europe out of Assyrian captivity, and then to assume their role in culturalizing and spreading the gospel throughout all of the nations. And then, of course, here in America as well. So, anyway, we'll do that later, but be sure to stay tuned. I think we have Brent up next in Illinois. Come on up, Brent.
Hello, Rick. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you fine.
I've got an extraordinary document here. And I think this is the best use of the Internet. Go to the Ivy League school law libraries and history libraries, where they tell the truth. British-American diplomacy, the Paris Peace Treaty of September 30th, 1783. Definitive is a key word. This is hard to read, but I'll just start out here. It having pleased the divine providence to dispose the hearts of the most serene and most potent Prince George III, by the grace of God, King of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, Defender of the Faith, Duke of Brunswick and Lüneburg, Arch-Treasurer and Prince-Elector of the Holy Roman Empire, etc., and of the United States of America. Did King George III just declare himself the one who could dictate the terms of the Treaty of Peace? Yes, he did. Oh, it gets worse and worse because we got all the esquires. So who represented
the
Americans? Who represented the Americans?
Go ahead, answer. Answer your own question for us.
Well, Benjamin Franklin, Esquire, John Adams, Esquire.
No relation.
I'll let you guess the next one.
Oh, we got Jefferson and Mason and a whole host of others, yeah.
Yeah, you're a little mixed up on that. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, who represented King George III? David Hartley, Esquire.
Okay, David Hartley, yeah.
Right, well,
so what's
this
the
is,
point?
I'm just trying.
What is the point that we need to know here now? Give us the...
Because you find your best knowledge in the Ivy League schools, law libraries, and history libraries. That's where they tell you the truth. Not everybody giving his or her opinion.
Okay.
The Definitive Treaty of Peace, 1783, Avalon Project, Yale. Yeah, this is where they lay it all out for you. Larkin, Texas, wouldn't do it. I laid it out for him, and he wouldn't do it. He had access. You know, he has good favor with RBN, but Yale Law School, Lillian Goldman Law Library, in memory of Saul Goldman, the Avalon Project, documents in law, history, and diplomacy.
Yeah.
So this is how the fake Revolutionary War was fully disclosed in this one page, and then I can get into King George the First. Think Arabian Night. If you want to know the truth about, you know, the merchants of Venice. Yeah, that
I've
was.
Heard of them, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, guess what? That whole Venice of merchants and everything else was taken over by one man who was groomed 100 years and bred. He was this, you know, kind of a Hessian, Ashkenazi, and Arabian guy. And I wish I could show you the picture I have of him. How in two generations they bred a guy who looks like he, yeah, George the Third, yeah. The king we were
so
fighting
you're
against.
Telling me there's this, so you're telling me here there's a little bit of some lineage intertwining? Is that what you're trying to say, or what?
Oh, yeah, because primary is genos, not bloodline.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know a lot of merit to that, yes. Yeah, I do. I mean, I could see, it, actually, if you really want to come right down to it, in the constitutional movement in America here, the movement to go to war, you know, to separate the two brothers and to wage this war of the revolution for freedom and everything, independence, and then the war of 1812, or payback time for the Rothschilds, this has been largely orchestrated by that seed line. Would
right.
you say that?
Well, it is orchestrated. It is orchestrated because it's the battle between God and Satan.
Oh, I see a lot of merit in what you're saying there. I certainly do. No, I
well,
agree.
Rick,
I mean,
I'm just saying,
yeah.
Listen, can you listen for a second? What
I
is
am.
The first act of the first seat in Congress? What's the very first act?
The very first act they passed?
No, the first act of the first seat in Congress. What's the first
tell
act?
Me, tell me. I'm asking you. Go ahead. You tell me. Tell us.
The Judiciary Act of 1789. And guess who was the first Supreme Court justice? John Jay.
I know it wasn't Felix. Who was it? Jay?
John Jay.
John Jay,
now
yeah,
listen
yeah.
to me. Can you take a deep breath for a second? I got important bombshell information.
All right, good.
John Jay was the Supreme Court. I said that correctly. That man became the Supreme Court. He had five associates. They weren't associates. They were clerks. That's how they did this under. Then they changed, you know, it into associates where you have the five, you know, the nine, you know, the split decisions, and we're waiting for the decision to be handed down. Yeah, it started with the judicial. Yeah, I couldn't even say the word, I guess. When I learned all the law of Scotland and the great King James, and he was a man for all seasons. He brought everything together. He did not molest or improperly tax. He did what a king was supposed to do. He was trained and tutored in it by the Tudors. That's why they had to get rid of the Stuart line. They had to absolutely destroy the Tudor line. And that's why King James' son, King Charles the First, when he was beheaded in the revolutionary, you know, Cromwell,
yep.
and all the Christian
yep.
radio stations, they worship Oliver Cromwell, who was financed by, let's just call him the Dutch bankers. You know?
Okay.
And so what they did was, listen to this carefully, they destroyed the Stuart line. And it took the
House of Stuart. Huh?
Well, yeah, 1714.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. That was 5 years ago. It was an anniversary. It was the 300th anniversary of installing King George the First on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye, Stuart. And so why did it take him until 1917 to fully end the Romanovs?
Yes. Right.
Because
the monarchs.
The Romanovs were not going to go by the dictates of the Gregorian calendar. They weren't going to listen to any Roman Catholic pope telling them what time it should be.
Uh-huh.
That that harmonized and synchronized the world time system.
You've done a lot of research here, and you know, you have really begun to open up a whole can of worms that I think really should be opened, actually, because I, too, have... We had a man named Elio Cugini. You probably wouldn't know who he is, but he was a minister in a church here, and he used to do some research. He wasn't really into the, you know, the Israel gospel as far as his knowledge went, but he was into understanding the mystique, if you will, the interwoven lineages that took place through the medieval periods, you know, the periods from 1000 AD onward, especially, but even prior to that.
This is important. William the Conqueror, 1066.
Yeah.
Who was born in 1566?
You're not going to say Martin Luther, are you?
King James.
Oh, King James. All right.
Now, sometimes it can be a year or two off, because sometimes the records would be when he's crowned or when he's born. Either way, 1566 is your year. What happened in 1553? Lady Jane Grey, the 9 days queen? She's the first woman to sit solo on the throne of England. And her crown lasted exactly 9 days. As the Privy Council said, yep, she's the queen, and then everything went into confusion in the wake of Henry VIII. Because now everybody in England, and it's mostly the little people, and the farmers, the ranchers, the aristocrats, you know, everybody, was Henry VIII wrong? Was he in purgatory? Should he or shouldn't he? So Bloody Mary, so the firstborn, you know, Henry VIII, Catherine of Aragon, well, she had to flee. She didn't know who was going to get the upper hand here, because it depended on everything military. That's the year, and that's the 9 days that England went into complete turmoil, into chaos, confusion. Bloody Mary had Elizabeth in check. She was already kind of isolated out of the way because, you know, Mary had the right to rule according to whether a woman should sit on the throne or not. Well, it got better and better because the Privy Council, including her own father, seems to have thrown her under the bus because it was Earl in those days. Right. They had to figure out, they had to take account of everything military, navy, land, gunpowder, cannons. So Mary came to the throne, but fortunately for a lot of prominent Protestants, she only lived to 1558. She died at age 40. Yeah, she died, and a lot of Protestants got their heads saved. Oh, what a marvelous thing to think about, 1500 in England.
And what do you think, what do you know about this fellow's lineage and someone that I had followed a long time ago, and that would be Alfred the Great. What do you know about Alfred?
Well, Alfred the Great, the date's 871. See, you use the zero year. That's Christ. Then you go to 1871. And now they're all saying that, yeah, we had a de jure constitution, republic, and everything until 1871, which is, what do you say, horse pucky?
Actually, I'm not speaking. I think we got two different Alfreds here. The Alfred that I'm thinking of was in the years like 800, 819,
871. 849. Rick, I know this stuff, and I know you don't. 871 A.D. Anno Domini.
871, yeah. Well, 849,
right.
Actually. All right. 899.
Well,
is it do you know about Alfred the Great? And you're not going to tell me he was a bohemian, are you?
A bohemian?
Well, he was.
Alfred the Great was great. But he was one of the good great guys, you know? Yeah, he stabilized a lot of things. And that comes into Jeremiah, Leo Fail.
Yeah.
And Jeremiah, you know, bringing Skoda and Teotepi to Ireland. All right.
Let me do this, because we're going to have to move along. And I just want to know, to put it in simple terms, I have an interest in this. I know you do as well. And I just want to know, what is the bottom line here that you're trying to crystallize for those like myself who are learning from people like you? What is it that you want people to know? What is the cryptic message here they should be aware of? What are the names we should use? You know, we hear Illuminism, we hear about the French Revolution, we hear about the daughters and sons of the Wicked One and everything.
Yeah,
what
Rick, I'm going to answer your question. I'm going to go. Yeah,
go ahead.
I want. Yeah, Real ID 2020, October 2020, yeah. Real ID, internal passport within America. But see, everybody's Real ID compliant already, because they're compliant up to this point, but we're not even going to know what Real ID compliant means until October 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you do enough research, like I have, Anno Domini, we are actually still in 2022, not 2019. Our calendar's off 3 years. And I know that by researching the Bible. Because Herod the Great did not die 1 year before Christ was born. He died exactly 2 years after Christ was born. And this goes understanding. If you understand the King James Bible, you can find these things, but you can't understand the world without understanding the Bible, King James. And anybody who says Yeshua or Jimmy and the Boys or Queen Jimmy, or what an evil king, because we have the greatest republic, because we broke away from monarchy, this is bullcrap. Because revolution is the spirit of witchcraft.
No, I see the hidden hand of tyranny here as well, and I have not gotten into this deeply. I don't think many people will appreciate it. You're one of those who does, obviously. And, you know, you just don't want to become obsessed with it to the point where you just let it preoccupy, because everything that's happening now is supervised, controlled by the man above, as you know. So all these things that are hidden now will be revealed. Okay? You agree?
Well, I agree, but how many hee-hees and ho-ho bars and how many ha-ha-has do we have to figure
as
out
many
that
as,
so much
as many as he feels is necessary?
I got a bad one to say to you. Tex Mars passed away, right?
I heard that, yeah.
Oh, well, Tex Mars was Air Force intelligence. The Jews do too need Jesus. And now everybody.
I never followed Tex Mars, to be honest with you.
Okay,
very much.
That's fine. I just want to make a point.
Okay,
everybody, I'm hearing. Everybody says, well, we all know that Tex is in a better place now. And I say, well, how do you know that? Did you just make yourself God? You know that Tex Mars is saved. He's in a better place now. How many funerals have you heard that at?
Oh,
how do they know where Tex Mars is? I can tell you one thing. He passed away. He's either up or down.
And I don't know. Right.
Right. But I want to see if Deanna Spingola is live today so she can eulogize Werner.
Okay.
Yeah, Werner Bach. Because Bach passed away. So is she going to be transitioning in a eulogy about how Werner Bach is transitioning and in a better place? I want to see.
I don't know. You have to save that for her. But listen, I appreciate your call. And you can use your real name or whatever it is whenever you call in the future, Keith. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, and happy Chinooka.
Okay, happy Chinooka. Habakkuk. All right, thank you. All right, there's a voice from our past, and once in a while we'll bring it on. All right, we just made it, just in time for the break. We got Myrrh coming up, and you, and much more on this Christmas week edition of Rick Adams Uncensored. Thank you. We'll be right back. Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back again, ladies and gentlemen, and the number 1-800-313-9443. We have Murr in Wisconsin up now. Hello, Murr, come on up. Are you there, Murr?
Now you can hear me.
I can.
To go through the sonic tunnel. Yeah.
Thank you.
The sonic tunnel.
Good to hear you.
Hanukkah. That's what Nathaniel Kapner calls it. Hanukkah. And what does it celebrate? They put that big devil's pitchfork called the menorah in our White House front lawn. No baby Jesus to be seen. And they celebrate the killing of their own who dared assimilate with the Greeks. It's basically what that is. Okay? I wrote a paragraph a while ago. Holy Spirit had me do it, and I've tried it as a litmus test in several people, or just to see what they had to say. And when I was thinking of Deanna when Keith brought her up, and she's a rebroadcast today, so maybe she won't hear this. But she's kind of fallen out with me because I don't accept the lie. I mean, I want to find truth wherever it is, and if people are blocked for whatever reason, probably because the currency is controlled by the enemy, and we can't even say who the enemy is. And it's interesting that Trump wrote that that executive order that really holds no weight about Jewishness. And we have little Dershowitz there saying, 65 of my 81 years, I kept my underpants on. Oh, that's not what he said, but anyway.
Yeah, he kept his pants on.
Yeah. But then again, Trump says, you know, well, the crazies on the left are doing the impeachment, but they're all Jews, too.
Do you think Trump and Dershowitz and a whole host of others, do you think, as I've been suspecting all along, that it ties into Epstein and that philandering group there, including Mr. Trump?
There's a lot. There's a lot. You have to remember that Trump put out that executive order on 12/21/2017, holding all properties and income from traffickers. And I think Epstein, he didn't kill himself, but he's financially dead.
No.
I think they took the money away from him. They took the money away from him. No, there's a lot more going on there. And the thing is, people say Q is an op, and maybe it is, but it's very interesting to see. Now, when I had no phone or internet for over 3 months, I just sort of tried to scan through different things I had missed over the time. And I think I sent you this report, and they also published it on Republic Broadcasting, that Jim Stone found that the FISA report, if you magnify it, they used a special font so that Corney is only mentioned and Comey isn't mentioned at all in the whole report.
Mm-hmm.
But that was done purposely. There's a lot of more things going on behind the scenes that I think are actually good. Trump's dumping all this debt and lowering the interest rates. Well, that's what the Jews do before they want to cause a war. But if he won't have a war, well, then we have to change the currency, don't we? And maybe we can get out of usury. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But it has to be played as if we're going into a one-world order. And maybe we are.
Yep.
So it has to be played so it looks like one thing. But for them to be
very
so
cryptic.
Angry.
Very cryptic.
So
that's
angry.
That's what I was saying.
For them to have to be so angry, there's more going on here that they're afraid of. But anyway, my little paragraph is, 1933, when America was being depressed, gold stolen, in a country half the size of Texas, a Christian man made love the currency, or as close as we've seen in our lifetimes. It was based on need of his people, no interest, no debt, no bankers backing it with gold in a vault somewhere. Freely given, and this is the part Deanna remarked that she liked when I read it to her and Jim Rizzio and Diane King when they were on. And it says, an atmosphere of cooperation, willing workers, caring for each other. This is why he is vilified. Now, Catherine Austin Fitz didn't get it, okay? People are so stuck in this Nazi thing, and that was a mutated word by a Jewish man, okay? So if we were to take that out of our lexicon, you know how much that would cripple the media?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know, he's not perfect. There was only one perfect, and that's the reason for the season. We celebrate him coming here and dying for us and rising again. But as far as Hitler and Eva, they were abducted, okay? It wasn't like they escaped to South America. Bormann had them drugged and took them off. But this is a common thing the elite do.
I know.
Brian David Anderson with an E and Mark Anderson on RBN ran a show, and the man's site, this Brian David Anderson, MyGodI'mHit.com, all one word. People really need to watch those 2 Feet to the Fire shows on there. One has Mark Anderson in it, too. And it turns out that Kennedy was abducted, too. Now, he was probably drugged. He was shot in his right shoulder, and then some loud noise, and another man was killed. Okay? So this is a current, this is a theme that runs through history all over the place. The Romanovs, as it turns out, Fritz Springmeier turned up, were also carried away. They had friends with the Japanese, and they probably went to the same place that Kenny ended up going, which is a Polish-speaking area of Russia. Okay? So the elite don't kill the elite, is the bottom line. And they also wanted the Romanovs for breeding stock for these bloodlines. So there's just so much more than we have a grasp of. And
I agree. We're not
reminded me. Do you know this Parkland fake flag? Do you know that was exactly 670 years since Jews were held accountable for Black Death poisoning the water?
No, that I didn't know. Do you want to hang on with me?
Sure.
I'm very interested in more of this. All right, we'll return in just a moment, and we'll take probably Chris as well. All right, stay tuned, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on RBN.
We'll be right back. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, we're back, folks. Having a rather jovial and informative as well exchange today before the Christmas day comes, Wednesday of next week. And we do have with us right now on the line, we have Murr in Wisconsin. Continue, Murr, what you were saying.
Okay, I want to say, too, enjoy the presents. It's a gift.
Yes. You know, right? What you're touching on, though, what you have been touching
on. Yes, 1348. Now, if you notice, 48, all through each century, there's something about 48. Well, it may go back further than this, but in 1348, Jews were held accountable for poisoning water, causing the Black Death, all different places.
Black Death. Yeah.
And they tried to say, oh, no, they were forced to confess for torture and whatnot. No, they were caught red-handed.
Yeah,
they were caught red-handed with the goods, okay? You know, and then they would put on this gear. I mean, that's where thieves' oil came from. They concocted this stuff, and they put on this gear so they could go rob the bodies of their jewels.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people are barbaric. But anyway, so 670 years to the day, Valentine's Day. Didn't you always wonder why St. Valentine's Day, they want to have massacres? They're still getting even for that, you know, whether it be phony or not.
Valentine's Day massacres, yes, indeed.
Yep. 1381 now, there was a peasant uprising because there were few peasants because of the Black Death. People were killed off. Two out of three were killed off. And so, you know, they were the ones raising the food and everything, much like any other time, including now where we're going to start seeing hurting for lack of food. But anyway, so there were 100,000 of them, went to London, and Wat Tyler led the group. And the Red Dagger is what that's under. I'll post that in your chat room again, too. But, yeah, so anyway, they had too few people because of the Black Death. So you can see the influence all through time at every stage for the last 2,000 years at least. And what Keith was saying about Christ's birth, we don't really know. It may be 3 B.C. or 6 B.C., but it's becoming more clear that the way the stars were in the Christmas season, the solstice season, is when Mary was conceived. She had conception.
Yes, right.
Immaculate conception. And then, so guess what? 7/11 or September 11, which is 9/11 now with the Gregorian calendar, is when they have the atonement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that make sense? Christ's birth is
the
what they want.
Bloodletting, yeah.
Everything you look at is Antichrist. It's either Christ or Antichrist.
Absolutely so, yeah. This is what I've been seeing. I don't, you know, Mer, I don't get into all of the specifics on the air. There's a lot of things I do know that I don't talk about. I just don't want to get too deep into certain areas that will then wind up going nowhere because it'll all come out in the end. This is what I was telling
you. I want to get it out to your listeners while I can a little bit, you know?
Sure.
And also, people, something we can do, tell Maria, okay? That's the movies, the music, the sports, a lot of publishing, all of it. Let it fall flat broke. They want to use their little words they stole from the man in Ireland, the boycott. Well, man up, mancot. I got that from Mike S. King of Tomato Bubble, actually. He was talking about mancot and the Nephilim, right, the NFL. And we see people do all this kind of stuff. Just mancot everything. Let it fall flat broke. Help the economy come down easy. That's all. You know, trade amongst yourselves. Use cash. Don't fall for this crypto nonsense. That's panda fire. And besides that, they're going to try to charge you taxes on all these transactions. Believe you me.
I wouldn't fall for the crypto people. I got enough horse sense to know that everything I'm seeing and being treated to, whether it's false flag attacks, whether it's economic news, is all fake. And the reason I know it is God has shown me in my life how I have been attacked and in various ways by people, by Satan, using people, trying to get to me to be able to bring down the message. And I don't know anything. You don't know. We don't know anything compared to what God knows. We know a scintilla, just enough to get us by. If he wanted us to know more, he would give it to us.
But my whole life shows me what I need to do. See, this is the thing, people. Don't get depressed and let them drug you and make you forget. Remember, you don't have to relive the bad.
Keep your sins up. You're right.
Relive the good memories and just review the bad ones, but see how they've led you to where you are now and why you needed those experiences to help you now.
Right,
to help
exactly.
you be better servant to him now.
You got it. You got it beautifully, Mer. Do you have any daughters available?
I do have a daughter, but she's not available.
Well, if you ever move out this way, let me know. I'd like to meet some intelligent life on this planet. You know, I haven't met very much in my life. People hear me talking
realm.
To myself all the time,
Listen,
you know?
We're spiritual beings, Rick. That's the main thing we have to remember. We'll meet in the spiritual realm.
Right. Exactly. There are an awful lot of good people around in every aspect of employment or industry, in government, they're in Hollywood, they're everywhere, and they're being used of God to teach these fit, you see?
We're having a solar polarization, that's S-O-U-L-A-R, and that is service to others or service to self. Are you going to be purely selfish, which is what Satanism is, or are you going to be helpful to others and help them find the truth? Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, today's the solstice. And you know what they do on the solstice? Under Denver and in the Amroy, Belgium castles, there's three castles there. The one, the 1,000 Points of Light, that's where G.H.W. Bush got that from.
That's right.
It was in one of the turrets there where he tortured and killed children.
1,000 Points of Light, yeah. Kinder and gentler,
Well, there's a lot of ley lines in Denver that intersect. So that's,
see, that's in Newtown, Connecticut, where they performed the Sandy Hoax event.
Oh, yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and, you know, we have to keep remembering, too, you know, Jim said that that was the first one after the Smith month. It was actually the second. July 20th, there was the false flag at Aurora Theater. That one involved Robert Holmes, the one in Newtown, involved Peter Lanza. They were to testify for the London Interbank Offered Rate trial. The trial's gone, the scandal's gone bangbusters. It's going hand over fist, billions a night, trying to keep this thing afloat.
I agree.
But it won't.
I fully agree.
But it's all right. So do it with your money, people. You don't have to go buy gifts. Just be with each other. Enjoy each other's company. Get out in nature.
Most
get
of
away
all,
from the
focus,
media.
Focus on God. Get into the Word. Study and pray. Ask Him to bless you with knowledge and truth and obedience, and He will. He'll never let you down. That's the thing.
Well, it's
he
much
said,
more
I will
easy
never leave you nor forsake you.
Yeah. You know, I told Chris Hinckley, because he was trying to keep people on a positive note these last few days on his show, and I found it was a little hard for me to get around, and here I am out in the wild nature and no symbols. I can't imagine people in the grind trying to break free of that mindset, you know, and think of the positive things. But it is a lot easier out in nature, you know, to
sure
get
is.
Close to God.
Closer to God that way, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Very good, Murr. Thank you for your call and your support and the chat room, deadlyexperiment.chattango.com. And what's the other one you put up now? I don't know if you put it up.
Oh, that's the only one. Yeah,
okay,
that's the only one. There
couple.
Were a couple of Cyan input up, but we don't want them.
See, I despise Facebook and everything they represent. That's why I'm one of those that will not spend day after day on the cell phone. I very, very rarely use it just to dial out, not to receive calls. I despise it because I know what it represents. I know where it's going.
Yeah.
It's going right into the
hole.
I
only have this landline. I do the same thing.
Too.
I only plug it in when
I
want to make a call.
I use the landline. I know everything is going to be taken down at some point, okay? They have the links right from Jerusalem. It's all set up. When the time comes,
don't worry,
the
people.
Fails,
the ones that were
they
are the ones that will suffer if they can't spy on us all the time because we're already hooked up to God. So they're trying
Amen.
To mimic that.
Amen.
You know, like you
Thank
said,
you
omniscient, more. Omnipotent, right?
Omnipresent. Amen.
Thank you, Rick.
God bless.
Leave me on.
Take care.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Ken a second.
Thank you. All right, one last call right now. I want to play a little bit of that segment. Chris in Las Vegas, I think. Is this Chris at the roulette wheel?
It is Chris, but I'm not at the roulette wheel today, Rick.
Good for
but
you. It's another Chris.
Yeah, I absolutely enjoy Murr's intellect, as you observed, and she's obviously one that's sought for knowledge, and I caution people you have to be careful what you wish for because you just may get more than you bargained when they give you that wish you sought for and volunteered to get.
Well, as Stan Laurel used to say, that's a good idea.
No, there's a really, really important warning I want to give to the people. I hear a lot on this and other channels wishing for civil war. There is no such thing as a so-called civil war, the war of northern aggression. Everybody knows that war is hell. And when the soul dyers, the soldiers as we call them, murderers of souls, go out and kill the bodies and souls of men, women, children, and destroy all kinds of private property to fund the bankers' rebuilding schemes, it's a very devious plot and plan that we fall into their trap and snares. And unfortunately, Rick, we are now, as Justice Ginsburg just affirmed this last week, under the tyranny of the judicial bar cons because they're all bar agents of the British or the bar cons registry agents of the Holy Roman Empire, the whole lie, raw man empire. These people are absolutely the archons, the speakers for the potentate, the pontiff of Satan, the pope or papa, the matriarch, who has his dragon's head hat that he wears that is really revelative of this dangerous stuff that we're going in. But the Jus Civilis, the city law of Rome, Justinian's Code, where the civilians or civil lions, the citizens, the dens of the city, are really slaves and serfs of the city. And we've been deceived to believe that being a citizen is something good when it is diametrically opposed. With that, I thank you so much, Rick, for letting me play along. And I look forward to the other spots you're going to play today and more great callers like Murr. God bless America.
Thank you very much.
You certainly need it. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Chris. Have a good Christmas in Christ, okay? Thank you. I want to bring up one more call, folks, for today's program. I do want to get into that last segment. So let's bring him up. Michael in New York. Hello, Michael.
Yes, sir, Rick. I just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas, sir. God bless you. Keep up all the great work. Do appreciate you. And also, just so everybody remembers, whose birthday is it? So, you know, adults, why are you looking for anything? It's somebody else's birthday that we're supposed to honor, respect, and adore, and appreciate. So try to give him what he deserves. But for those with kids, yeah, spoil them. I mean, it's definitely a great time for a holiday to spoil the kids, too. Just always raise them straight and tall. Okay, Rick, thanks a lot, sir. God bless. And again, Merry Christmas to you and everybody listening.
And may I extend the same to you, Michael. Thank you very kindly. Folks, right now I want to just give the audio edition of, if I can squeeze it all in, we will. This is the story of Silent Night in Europe, okay? Play it now, Sam.
It is Christmas Eve. The melody of a Christmas carol fills the still night in a village in Europe. It is Christmas Eve. The same song comes from a church in a small town in America. For nearly 150 years, in many parts of the world, people have been singing this carol. It is the song we call Silent Night. This beloved song, where did it come from? For the answer, we must go to Europe. It was here, in Austria, in the little village of Oberndorf, that the song was written. If we should go there today, we'd find the town of Oberndorf in the province of Salzburg. Here, we can trace the history of the song. Not far from the Church of St. Nicola, in the village, is a chapel built by the people of Oberndorf. Inside the chapel, the story of Silent Night is told in two portraits of stained glass. One is of Father Moore, the village priest who wrote the words of the song. His friend was Franz Gruber, the teacher and choir master who composed the music of Silent Night. For the story of the two men and the song they wrote, we must go back a long time. We must go back a century and a half. It is the year 1818, in the holiday season, the Christmas season. In the village, it is the time of age-old Christmas customs. Groups of girls are visiting each house, carrying with them a painting of Mary and Joseph. Boys representing the shepherds of Bethlehem come to the houses caroling. They are collecting gifts of food for the poor. The story they tell in song is one that never loses interest, for it is the story of the first Christmas. And the same story will be told again in the Christmas Eve service in the church. But on this afternoon, the door of the church stands open, and all is still. Inside, the choirmaster, Franz Gruber, has discovered that the organ is broken. He will not be able to play, and Father Moore will have no music for his Christmas Eve service. And what would Christmas Eve be without music in the church? The problem was one for Father Moore, but he was not here. He had gone away to visit a family in a mountain cabin. As he walked along, his thoughts were on the preparations for the coming of Christmas. His path took him ever upward, along the snowy slopes. Above him was the forest, dark against the gleaming snow. From below came the faint and musical sounds of a mountain stream. And all about him was the quiet beauty of God's world. It was evening when he reached the house. At the door, he received a warm and friendly welcome. And there before him lay a baby with his mother. Perhaps as he watched, Father Moore may have thought of another child, the Christ child, lying in the manger. It was night when Father Moore started back to the village. In the moonlight, the mountain slope lay still and calm. It was a beautiful night, a holy night. Father Moore thought of many things. The child he had seen, the beauty of the night, the Christmas soon to come. And so it was, as some say, that on his return to the village, Father Moore wrote a poem. The words seemed to come quickly and easily. Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, Silent Night, Holy Night. Even as he wrote, the priest wondered whether the poem could be set to music. Father Moore decided to take it to Franz Gruber. The two friends, priest and schoolteacher, talked it over together. The schoolteacher began to read. Silent Night, Holy Night. Why, this was a poem that was meant for Christmas. Father Moore wondered, could the words be set to music? Of course, Franz Gruber would compose a melody. Perhaps they would have some music for their Christmas Eve service after all. The words themselves seemed to suggest the melody, a simple melody, one that Franz Gruber first played on his guitar. And so it was that the song two men had written was presented for the first time in 1818 at the Christmas Eve service in the village church.
O
Christmas was over, and in the days that followed, no one outside the village knew about the song. With the first hint of spring, an organ mender from a village in the Tyrol came to Oberndorf. The children knew that at last someone had come to fix the broken organ in their church. And indeed, it was not very long before the old craftsman had put the instrument into working order. "Now," he said to the choir master, "you try it." And so Franz Gruber sat down and began to play the Christmas song he had written some weeks before. The organ mender listened and remembered. All the way back to his own village, the organ mender thought of the lovely words and simple melody. And when at last he reached the hill overlooking his own village, and some children came to meet him, he taught them the song he had learned. Down the hill ran the children. And with them went the song, Silent Night. For some years, the song was known only in such villages, tucked away in the snug valleys of the Alps. But finally, it found its way to St. Peter's Abbey in Salzburg. And from the city of Salzburg in Austria, the song was eventually carried to other places in Europe. To Paris.
Thank you, folks. That's just about all there is to that story of the origins of Silent Night. I thought it was a good way to end today's program. Thank you all for listening, and we do hope that you will be safe in Christ this week, that you will look to him, not politicians, not potentates, and not economists or anybody else. Put your faith only in him. Repent in Christ. Be close as you can to God, and he won't let you down. And that's the way it has to be. And thank you, Ken, our board arp here, for taking care of business at RBN. And I appreciate all you do, and may you all have a blessed week in Christ, and knowing that he is the way, the life, and the truth, no other. So, folks, thank you all. Rick Adams here with you, thanking you all for listening and calling. God willing, see you next week. Amen. Bye-bye.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. "This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product." Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.